Hello, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2013. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length, and we call this the spring or vernal equinox. And this year, this will happen on March the 20th. Don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 31st. Right, let's start this month, as always, with the moon. New moon this month is on the 11th, with the full moon following some 2 weeks later on the 27th. The moon is far from being a nighttime only object. When it is around full, it will indeed be a nighttime object, but towards the new phase, it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so you'll be able to study it in daylight. The planets this month are a bit elusive. Really, only Jupiter and Saturn are on offer, as Mercury is really far too low down to be useful. Jupiter is still the most prominent planet, high up in the sky in the early evening, particularly early in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons. And if you have a pair of binoculars or a small telescope, you will possibly see some stripes and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn starts to make a better appearance this month. Unfortunately, the best time to see it is after midnight, and even then it's best seen at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Virgo, which will be in the south at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you see it close up. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. And Saturn will be quite near the bright star of Spica, which is the brightest star in the constellation of Virgo. And now for news about something that could prove to be the most impressive event of the month, the first of the two comets that we are expecting this year. Comet C 2011 LA Pan-STARRS will hopefully be putting on a bit of a show to those of us in the UK around mid-month, following its closest approach to the Sun on the 10th. If you look west, particularly between the 13th and the 15th of the month in the evening, you'll hopefully see a very thin crescent moon. What you do then is follow down from the moon to the western horizon, and you should hopefully see the comet about halfway down when looking between these two dates. It should be quite bright if predictions are correct, and may also exhibit a tail. And if all goes to plan, it should get a bit brighter as the month goes on. However, comets are not known to follow any plans. Now, there are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, which is probably just as well given what happened over Russia last month. Now on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13 constellations, that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates about the Sun. This month the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo and Virgo, with Saturn in it, of course. Now, these may be found in that order from west through south to east. And the two bright stars on either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, which is bright red in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, and that's the one in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more to see out there, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or a sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from all good bookshops. Listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.